Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to The Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome, Edith. Thanks for being with us today, because we're kicking things off. Our first guest is back, John McNellis. Is it McNellis or McNeilis?
It depends on whether you're here in Boston or in Ireland. In Boston, Frankie, it's McNellis. In Ireland, it's McNeilis.
It is McNeilis, yes, yes. And it's almost that time of the year when all of us will be Irish in another few weeks, that's for sure.
Yep. But yeah, you are the country.
Yes, you are the author of Making It in Real Estate, starting, let's go back, because...
Sure.
You know, everyone is thinking, well, I can really make it in real estate. I can flip and I can really do it. And the truth is, John, you have had tremendous success in your industry. You've reached great heights. You've made a lot of money. You've developed a lot of properties. But it's not really for everyone, in my opinion. And we can see that a lot of people feel that right now, things are wonderful, but 5 years from now, what's going to happen? And do you have the stomach to live through what happened in 2008?
Yeah, Frankie, you're absolutely right. And you mentioned flip. You know, when you hear the word flip, what's the next word that comes to mind, Frankie?
Flop.
You said a quick flop. That's right. And flip, flop. I'm totally against flipping properties. Because what you're doing there is you're looking for a short-term profit. And real estate is really a get-rich-slow business. You need to be able, I think you're absolutely right. I think we're in the eighth inning, maybe the start of the ninth of this expansion we've been on. Mm-hmm. And whether it's this year, next, or the year after, we're going to have a correction. So if you're in the flipping industry, we're getting very close to where things flip over to flop. So what you should be doing if you're going to be trying to make it in real estate today is buying properties that with a sufficient amount down, being conservative enough, putting down a big down payment so that you can weather this next downturn. In other words, think about owning it for the long term and not to get in and get out with a quick profit.
Right, right. I think that makes sense. It really makes sense. Now, I know that right now in Boston, real estate is so ridiculous. It's so high. Oh my gosh. Studios, like tiny little units are going for $500,000. Studios are going for $500,000, and it's not even a one bedroom. They're not legal bedrooms. They don't have a window. In order for it to be a legal bedroom, you have to have a window, correct?
In the bedroom. Hope so.
Yeah.
I sure hope so.
But they have a little alcove for a bed, but it's not a it's not a real bedroom. It's not a big room you can go in and walk around in. It's just a little alcove that you can. I know of one that just sold for $540 in my building, and that's exactly what it was. It's a little alcove that you can put a bed in that has a door in it, and you can close it. But it's a galley kitchen. It's a tiny, you know, it's not a lot of living space. Not a lot at all. And they got $540 for it. And it was a bidding war.
And that's all shocking. But yesterday's crazy prices are today's normal. So, yeah, I certainly can't tell you that it isn't going to be worth $640 a year from now. But, yeah, I absolutely agree.
Oh, my gosh. You really think so?
Well, no. I think there's one law, like the law of gravity, that works really well in real estate.
So what goes up has to come down. Yeah.
Well, just the law of supply and demand. And then as thousands and thousands of higher-end apartments and condos are coming on the market across the country,
well, that's what
are coming down.
Okay, that's what I wanted to talk with you about. So I only have the city that I live in, and I am right in downtown. So when I look out my window, John, there was a vast amount of space, and I could actually see the blue hills on a clear day from my window past the Seaport District. Well, they now have a new district called Seaport. Before it was South Boston, part of South Boston. It's now called Seaport, and it's Concrete Village. GE is buying there. Vertex has two huge buildings there, and some very luxurious apartments where studios go for $1 million. So that's where I look out now. My view is the harbor and that, along with the city itself.
So you have a million-dollar view.
Well, it is. I don't own it, but yes, this is a very expensive unit. And then, so then to the right of me is North Station. North Station was a kind of a seedy, very seedy neighborhood for years. Very seedy. It had the Boston Garden, and that was it. And a few, you know, fast food restaurants. Now, they just built. They just built attached to Boston Garden. It's attached to Boston Garden. They just built a 43-story apartment unit. Across the street are four apartment buildings with a brand new one canal that just opened up that you can't. It's 90% already filled for rentals. And next door to Boston Garden is another 45-foot tower that will be condos. And then in front of Boston Garden, in front of the building, will be a underground, they're putting an underground and above ground shopping plaza, high end. So we've gone from this seedy neighborhood to now this has become a new neighborhood. You can't even get near the real estate in this neighborhood. Seaport, you can't, it's so outrageous, the rents. But now we have all these rentals. All of these buildings have popped up. So my question to you is, does this influx of rentals affect the price of apartments?
It absolutely does. Frankie, as I was saying, the one rule in real estate or law, of, like the second law of physics, supply and demand. As all of these apartment buildings come online, and the problem is they're asking a lot of rent. If you think about it, historically, you don't want as a renter to pay more than 30% of your gross income in rent.
Too late for me.
Too late for me. But these apartments are coming out at $2,500 a month. That's $30,000 a year. So that means you need to make $100,000 to do that. Well, so that isn't working. What's going to happen, you know, people are doubling down somewhat, but these apartment buildings, as they come on and with these high rents, the rents will come down. I guarantee you. It's happening in San Francisco and Silicon Valley right now. Rents
are
actually dropping. Rents are dropping because all of these developers are trying to cash in, you know, on these crazy prices, and so they're overbuilding. And the oversupply, I mean, the ultimate answer to housing prices is more density, and no one wants it. But, you know, adding to the housing supply is the best way to hold pricing down.
I'm glad you're saying that, because I think it's going to be an interesting time in the next few years. Are you nervous about the new presidency and real estate at this moment in time, John?
I'm nervous about the new presidency, period. Let's face it, President Trump is a pro-business, the most pro-business president I think we've ever had, and he's certainly extremely pro-real estate, but he's so unpredictable that I think while he will have, no question, he will have pro-business policies, this whole, you know, uncertainty and his unpredictability about the possibility of us getting into a trade war, if we're in a trade war with China, that's going to have enormously bad effects on business in the U.S. So, Frankie, I'm holding my breath.
Having you on. So we'll have you back after his speeches and all kinds of things happening after the next few months, and let's see what your thoughts are, because we really enjoy having you on, John. Give us the best website, please.
McNellis.com, and you can get the book, Making It in Real Estate. The easiest way is just go to Amazon.com. Frankie,
awesome.
It's always a pleasure chatting with you.
Thank you so much, John, and we'll be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio. Like me on the Frankie Boyer show page, please. We'll be right back.
Okay, girls, let's get real. Belly fat, muffin top, you call it what you want. It's a drag. I know. I've been staring at mine for a very long time. That is until I discovered Body Regime. Body Regime is not a diet pill. Body Regime is a weight management product loaded with 10 nutrients and botanicals that address metabolism, mood, and appetite. Body Regime supports your whole body, helping you reach your desired weight or manage your current weight without having to watch everything you eat. It also helps you feel good while doing its job. In my book, this makes Body Regime an amazing product. If you're tired of dieting and then putting the pounds back on, or you simply want to manage your weight in a healthy way, Body Regime is for you. To order, call 1-844-550-2639. That's 1-844-550-2639, or go to bodyregime.com. Be sure to order 3 bottles and get the third one free with free shipping and a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Boost your immune system naturally with Silver Biotics. Nestled in the foothills of the majestic Rocky Mountains, American Biotech Labs, LLC is determined to serve you. Our Silver Soul technology is a patented technology that will forever change the nano-silver market. One of our company goals is to bring to you nano-silver products that are affordable, powerful, and yet as gentle and natural as the earth we live in. Enter in code Frankie30 at checkout to receive 30% off of your order at ablsilver.com. Once again, that code is Frankie30 to receive 30% off of your order. Visit ablsilver.com today. These products are dietary supplements. These products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Please consult a qualified medical professional for information, diagnosis, or treatment of such diseases.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus. Call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. The question right here on Biz Talk Radio, the question becomes, are we seeing a new pattern in Hollywood, and gosh, I hope so, of bringing back some of that old nostalgia? Are we going back in time? La La Land, as we all know, was a huge hit. It won 6 of its 14 nominations at the Academy. And so the question is, there's a new series getting ready to launch between Bette Davis and Joan Crawford with Susan Sarandon and Jessica Lange. I forget what network, but joining us today is Anne Chernov. And Anne, it's a pleasure. Welcome to the program.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on your show.
Tell us the kind of artist that you are.
I'm a painter, a printmaker, and my work is concentrated on film, particularly at this time on film noir.
And tell everyone what film noir is.
Film noir is a genre or style of film. No critic can place the beginning of it, actually. I've read hundreds of books, and no one agrees on when it started, mostly around 1941.
I was just going to say 1940, it would make sense to me, during the Gilded and that beautiful time of Art Deco.
Well, that's after Art Deco. Art Deco was in the 20s, but it's because of the state of our culture, which film always mirrors. And if you remember, we were at World War II in the 40s. So there was a time of angst, and the Nazis sent out the directors. They had to leave Germany, and they came here to Hollywood, and they had to use materials that were not needed for the war. So they figured out a way to make these gorgeous black and white films, which are called film noir. And
so give us some examples, like Sunset Boulevard. That would be a perfect one.
No. The first film, it was a film noir of a sort, but the first film that people agree on that was really film noir was probably Casablanca.
Oh, of course, Casablanca.
Yeah, and then there were many, many others that were made, hundreds were made during the 40s, but every critic agrees that it lasted until the beginning of the 50s, and the last great noir, which all people agree on, was in 1958, which was late, called Touch of Evil, with Orson Welles Charlton Heston and Janet Leigh, and it's the last classic film noir. It was filmed in black and white, but later was colorized. But the black and white films are classic noir. they were filled with violence and sexual decadence and hard-boiled characters and femme fatales, and their plots usually had a surprise at the end. The good guys became the bad guys, the good girls became bad girls, and vice versa.
I have to say that this year's Academy Awards, one of the things that I loved about, I thought it was a terrifically produced show, but one of the things that I really loved were the actors talking about their favorite film that the presenter or the person coming on, like Charlene, introduced.
Charlize Theron introduced
The Apartment with Shirley MacLaine. And talked about the movie and how it had an impact on her. And then the two of them came out together. And that happened throughout the night. And I loved that they did that.
I really loved it.
Yeah. I just thought that was so great. And by the way, that was... The music from The Apartment was one of my favorite pieces growing up. I just absolutely love that music. That score is brilliantly done. And
well,
the movie...
Well, you know, that's why the old films are... showing up in different ways now, because all the classic films from the years gone by, from classic Hollywood, which was 1927 and 1967, they've become part of our American culture, and they hold up after repeated screenings. I mean, you must be on TCM just like I am.
Oh, I constantly. And one of my favorite black and white movies is Some Like It Hot. I just think that movie captures, and if you're a millennium, if you're listening to this, you've got to go and rent that movie. I'm telling you, Some Like It Hot. Classic, classic.
Did you see it the other night on TCM?
No, I missed it. Oh.
It was on, and I just love it, and I've seen it like 10 times.
Oh, and, yeah, at least, yes.
You know, it's a Billy Wilder film, and he's one of the Germans that came over and changed the filmmaking in Hollywood. The reason that these films are so great is that the audience, the young audience, have not seen that kind of filmmaking. They depict a different world. They're history lessons. They educate.
Yes, they do. They really do. So you know, they have so much. There's so much in these movies that, gosh, I just think they're just spectacular. They're just spectacular.
Well, the noir films were on TCM last summer. There was a festival of noir every Friday from June until September, from 3 o'clock in the afternoon until 3 in the morning. I'm telling you, I had purple circles under my eyes for the whole summer.
I was going to say, you must have been so dizzy from all those movies.
It was wonderful. And there's a man in California whose name is Eddie Muller, who is called the King of Noir in the United States because he puts on film festivals all over the United States of noir. And
now let me ask you, before I'm out of time, I really have to ask you about this new television. Isn't it a television series that's going to be starting soon called The Feud?
Yes, it has Jessica Lange as Joan Crawford and Susan Sarandon as Betty Davis and Stanley Tucci, who I love, as Jack Warner, who was the bad boys back in the golden age.
Yeah.
And, it's all about their feud about whatever happened to Baby Jane.
Oh, I love it. I love it. This was so much fun. Please come back anytime, Anne, and give us your best website and how we can find out more about you.
Okay.
Go ahead. What's the website?
Anne Chernow or Anne.Chernow. I don't know which it is. .com. And it has four articles about noir and my work, and it has hundreds of pictures.
Oh, you're so wonderful. We'd love to have you back again. And we'll be back in just a moment. Frankie Boyer, stay tuned right here on BizTalk Radio. Still a kiss,
A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by.
My name is Jennifer, and I'm a health fanatic. I admit it. I read all the labels, eat organic food, and I'm very aware of what I put into my body. I practice holistic health, use alternative healing products, and never miss my daily dose of Willard Water. Willard Water is made with fossilized organics and contains nearly 24 trace minerals that are essential to maintaining strong bones, heart health, and good energy. Simply adding a quarter capful of Willard Water to my tea makes a tremendous impact on my overall well-being. Willard Water is tasteless and odorless. Dr. Willard's patented catalyst helps our bodies better absorb the minerals and nutrients we need to maintain optimal health. If you care about your health, you'll try Willard Water today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate,
Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio. And when you get a moment, go to the Frankie Boyer Show on Facebook and like me. That would be awesome if you can do that. We're doing some really fun things on Facebook. And by the way, the numbers for our Friday show have just gone through the roof, which tells me that people are listening and you really are enjoying my new Cannabis Talk radio show, A to Z. And if you're not familiar with it, it is our Friday edition on Biz Talk Radio, and I explore the new world of cannabis. So it's a very important show, and it's one that is, you know, the show came because of my own ignorance. I'm not a smoker of marijuana, and haven't been for, you know, since I was in college. So I think that for me, that this is a very important subject, and because when I first became involved in understanding the concept, it was, and I'm really upfront about it, it was watching Sanjay Gupta's Weed 1, 2, and 3 series. He did his documentary series. He did a 3-part series that were, I think, outstanding. And one of the things that was really evident for me in the series was the medicinal use of cannabis and CBD. Now, I didn't know what any these initials meant, and I have a friend who is a pothead. I love her dearly. She doesn't live in my state. I don't get to interact with her every day, but she's a pothead. She and her husband are potheads, and they have 2 pothead kids. And listen, I love her dearly and how she lives her life with her kids. And, you know, it's whatever they do is fine. They say it's for medicinal purposes, and I kind of like, yeah, right. But for me, it tainted the opposite direction, and I just didn't want to hear about how marijuana could be, how cannabis could help. And I didn't understand what CBD oil was, and let alone it doesn't have THC. I didn't even know what THC was. So it was like opening up a book to a foreign language. And so I have educated myself in the past few years, and now I understand. I get it. I understand what CBD is. CBD is an oil from the hemp plant that you will never get high from, ever, ever, ever. It has medicinal qualities. It's a fabulous, fabulous product. And it helps people with sleep. It helps people chill. It helps people in pain. It helps with anxiety. It even helps people that smoke too much dope get rid of that craving. So it has, and it's been very helpful for small children with epilepsy. It's been very helpful with some forms of cancer for people, helping them navigate their way through treatment. It's non-addictive. It's a plant. It has no side effects, none whatsoever. And again, it will never make you high. So it does not have any deleterious effects. And yet we are not understanding the distinction between CBD and cannabis. Cannabis, on the other hand, does get you high. Most cannabis has THC in it, which is the ingredient that gets you high. Now, by doing the show, I have found a company called Medicinal Genomics. Medicinal Genomics makes products. They look at the DNA of the cannabis, and they create a product for your individual needs. It's brilliant. Brilliant. So that the DNA of cannabis is dissected. And so for anyone that has a certain ailment, you can zoom in and become very specific to your ailment and get the right proper dosage and all of that. But I have learned so much from doing this show, talking to pioneers, talking to inventors, talking to doctors, talking to lawyers, talking to practitioners, talking to business people, we just really open up the floor on Fridays and talk about all kinds of things. And the business piece of this, it's a billion-dollar industry, multi-billion-dollar industry. 40 states right now in the United States of America have some form of legal cannabis dispensaries. 8 states just passed the legalization this last election in November. You have California, you have Oregon, you have Washington State, you have Colorado, you have Massachusetts, you have the District of Columbia, you have Maine. So it's a list of states growing and growing. Now, what will happen now that we have a new president, I honestly don't know. It's anybody's guess. It's anybody's guess. But there are groups and people in this country that meet on a regular basis that talk about the importance. There's a group of women, national group of women called Women Grow. They get together once a month, grassroots organization getting together once a month, looking and empowering women to get involved in the cannabis industry. There are meetups that get together every week because they're like-minded. They want to talk about issues. They want to talk about the politics. They want to talk about growing techniques. They want to talk about recipes. This is happening. We're not going to stop this. It's already happened. It's already taken over the country. It's already happened. So why not become educated? Why not understand what it's all about? Why not find out what the distinctions are? How this may help you? I have a friend who cannot sleep. She has been sleep deprived for a lot of years. She's on tons of medication because she has heart disease and other issues. And she can't sleep. She just can't sleep. She's like a zombie, a walking zombie. And so I gave her some CBD capsules. You know, she gets 3 hours sleep and then she gets up. It's better than it was. But there are products that may be able to help you. Veterans. We have a show this week with Dr. Greg Smith coming on. And he's talking about how this movement can help the opioid crisis. He's an MD teaching other doctors internationally. There were thousands and thousands of deaths around the country this year due to overdoses. It breaks my heart when I hear about how some of these young people, because it starts out with an opioid. In many cases, you know, they become addicted to the opioids. Whether it was a school athlete who hurt himself during a game, or whatever, a car accident, back injuries. And so they're being prescribed these very addictive drugs. And then they find it's cheaper to get on heroin. And then, of course, it becomes a rat race. And parents have to, you know, they are just so devastated. And the shame that goes along with it. And they have these perfectly healthy kids until the opioids kicked in. And now they have drug addicted kids. So it's a huge problem in our state of Massachusetts, and we're not alone. It's a problem in middle America, and this might be the answer. And so tune in Friday with Dr. Greg Smith and hear his thoughts about this powerful solution to the opioid crisis. Anyway, check it out on Fridays right here on BizTalk Radio. I'm Frankie Boyer. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back, Frankie Boyer, right here on Biz Talk Radio, and we now join the author, co-author of a new book. It's called The Path, What Chinese Philosophers Can Teach Us About the Good Life. And Michael Pruitt is with us, and it's a pleasure to have you with us. This is, you're a professor of Chinese history in the Department of East Asian Language and Civilizations and chair of the Committee on the Study of Religion at right here at Harvard. Nice to have you with us, Professor.
It's wonderful to be here. Thank you so much.
So, talk to me about the path, because I just think that at one point the philosophers from China had tremendous clout, and now everything, young millennials and people think made in China, that, you know, there is this absolute dichotomy.
Yes, it is absolutely true. I mean, it's true in the world at large up until quite recently. I mean, these were ideas that were kind of thrown in the dustbin of history, right? They were thought of as old and traditional from an old and traditional society. So kind of interesting museum objects, but nothing we could really learn from. And what's very intriguing right now is these ideas are coming back. I mean, they're certainly coming back in China, but they're coming back around the world too. And people are increasingly turning to these texts. They're realizing these old texts from China are really onto something fascinating. So it's a very exciting moment.
So The Path is now in paperback. What's your favorite quote from Confucius?
Actually, it's a really counterintuitive one, but I think it's so fascinating and just so counterintuitively powerful. One of his arguments is, and this is actually a quote here, we should be striving to use ritual to overcome the self, which just strikes us as so counterintuitive, but that's part of why it's so powerful.
Yes, yes. You know, those fortune cookies, people laugh at them. You know, it's like they laugh at them, but there were some of them when you got them were like, they actually made you think for a minute.
Well, I mean, the part of what's powerful about these ideas is, indeed, I mean, they are very counterintuitive. I mean, again, just the idea of overcoming the self, we just take for granted that, of course, we should be always looking within and striving to be true and sincere to our true self that we find by looking within. And so here's, you know, a thinker who will say, no, actually think of the self as kind of these dangerous ruts and patterns that we fall into over time. And so your goal isn't to love and embrace yourself for who you are. It's to overcome yourself. It's to break out of these patterns and ruts. So, yes, it's a very counterintuitive way of thinking, and yet that's part, of course, of why it's so powerful.
What are the students, what's their reaction, freshman kids coming into your class for the first time?
Well, at first, they're surprised. I mean, again, they're hearing ideas that really cut against almost everything they've been told growing up. And yet they keep coming back because I think two reasons. I mean, first, they're coming into the classroom for the first time because they feel that a lot of perhaps what they've been told doesn't seem to quite be working. And then they hear these counterintuitive ideas that seem so, so bizarre. And yet they keep coming back because I think they realize very quickly they seem to be onto something. And then I found even within a few weeks, they start getting really excited about the ideas because then it becomes clear that indeed they really are onto something.
Yeah, yeah. It's such a different way of thinking. It's almost like learning a new language without speaking a language.
It really is. I mean, again, even the idea that we should be using rituals, for example. I mean, we just associate rituals as those things that people did in old traditional societies. And yet here's a view of ritual that says, no. Think of ritual as a moment, a brief moment, but a moment in which you become a slightly different person. You are forced to overcome these ruts and patterns. You're forced to see the world in a different way. You're forced to interact with those around you in a different way. And suddenly these old things that we think of as part of a traditional society suddenly become very intriguing again because of these very counterintuitive approaches to them.
I have to tell you, I miss those rituals. I had so many of them growing up, and I miss them.
Absolutely.
I really do. I mean, there were so many wonderful rituals that I had in my home. And of course, now that I'm an older woman, I look back and I think, wow, those were so rich and filled. And my mother would, during the holidays in our home, she had a salon. And people would come in. And it would be so fascinating, and they would just sit and talk.
Yeah.
Imagine that, just sitting and talking over tea and coffee, and she would make wonderful, wonderful foods to go with that, and it would be just sitting and talking and getting all of these different perspectives and different opinions about lots of different subjects.
Precisely. That's a perfect example. I mean, a perfect example of a ritual where we sort of break out of our usual patterns and ruts in the day, and then we get together, we really talk, we're sort of in a space where we can really open up and listen to each other and debate ideas. And, you know, these can be just transformational. And indeed, these are the sorts of things we almost never do anymore.
Now that you're saying that, I want to do a salon. I'm going to do it in the next few weeks. I think I'm going to have a little gathering, a salon. I think that's a great idea. Thank you, Professor.
Oh, I think these are so important. And it just seems such a mundane thing, yet it makes such a difference.
Makes such a huge difference. Tell everybody about The Path and how they can get the book and find out more about you.
Oh, absolutely. So The Path is basically an attempt to take this course on Chinese philosophy that I teach at Harvard and bring it to a larger audience. And it just indeed came out in paperback, so it's readily available in any bookstore or Amazon. Of course, there are also ebooks available too. And the hope of it is simply to bring some of these ideas to life and allow people
to have
a chance.
Professor, pleasure talking with you today, and congratulations on the book. It's Frankie Boyer. You've been listening to another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show right here on Biz Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day. And as always, smile.
Though your heart is aching, smile even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. Smile.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.
Thank you.